mandatory attachments. Light-duty towing vehicles are required by law to have two separate means of attachment when transporting vehicles. These two separate means of attachment are designed to enhance the safety and security of the towing process and prevent accidents or incidents where the towed vehicle becomes detached. Here's an explanation of these two means of attachment. Primary attachment device. The primary attachment device is the primary method used to secure the towed vehicle to the towing vehicle. In most cases, this is a primary tow bar or hitch system that connects the two vehicles. The primary attachment device should be strong, secure, and compliant with safety regulations to ensure that the towed vehicle remains properly connected to the towing vehicle throughout the journey. This attachment is essential for the initial connection and stability of the towed vehicle. Secondary attachment device, safety chain. The secondary attachment device, often referred to as a safety chain, acts as a backup or secondary means of attachment in case the primary attachment device fails or becomes disconnected for any reason. Safety chains are typically made of strong, durable materials and are attached to both the towing vehicle and the towed vehicle. They are crossed under the hitch to form a cradle, helping to prevent the towed vehicle from completely detaching in the event of a failure in the primary attachment device. The use of safety chains is a crucial safety precaution to prevent accidents and property damage if the primary attachment fails. By requiring two separate means of attachment for light-duty towing in Ontario, the law aims to enhance the safety and security of towing operations on the road. This dual attachment system helps minimize the risk of accidents and incidents involving detached towed vehicles, which can be dangerous and disruptive to traffic. Tow truck operators and drivers are expected to ensure that both the primary attachment device and the safety chains are properly used and in good working condition to comply with these safety regulations.